Okay, so Cindy is ready to go to the party. Cindy got to the party fashionably late, drove up to the door in the grunty V8. All heads were turning as Cindy stepped out. Crikey, she's gorgeous, she heard someone shout. Attending the barbie was Peter J. Prince, sizzling the steaks and sausages and mince. The girls gathered round him like moths to a flame, batting their eyelashes, calling his name. But one glimpse of Cindy, and Pete left the grill, gave Cindy a tour of his house on the hill. They danced round the pool beneath the night sky, talking and laughing. The evening flew by. Then with a shock, Cindy looked at the time, the minutes to midnight, total just 9. As she ran to the car, she tripped on a rock, a jandal fell off, she had no time to stop. Meanwhile, poor Pete, in a state of dismay, had chased after Cindy to ask her to stay. Don't know where she lives, don't know her name. How am I going to see her again? But there on the ground, he spied something shiny, a sweet little dandel, so sparkly and tiny. Pete scooped it up to himself, made a vow. I'll use this to find her somehow. The sun was just rising the very next day when in staggered Auntie and Tracy and Faye. It seemed that their night had not been a success, for the trio were in a fine state of distress, grumbling and mumbling about some strange miss who someone had seen Peter trying to kiss. And after she had left, he asked all around, did anyone know where this girl could be found? Several days later, whilst watching the telly, Auntie was phoned by a gossipy rally. Just wondering, Auntie, have you heard the goss about Peter J. Prince, the jandal that's lost? He started to search, and he'll not call it quits until he's discovered the foot that it fits. This news sent Auntie right into a tizzy. Come now, girls, we have to get busy. Go put on your makeup, fluff up your hair. We have to be ready, we have to prepare. I'm sure when this Peter's exposed to your charms, he'll realize it's you he wants in his arms. So they rushed to their room, their hearts all aflutter, dancing and prancing midst all the clutter. And what do you know, precisely just then, the doorbell rang, and rang once again. G'day, Mr. Prince, Auntie hollered with glee. You've just arrived in time for a nice cup of tea. Peter smiled bravely and stepped on inside. Tracy and Faye, come quickly, she cried. Jiggling and giggling, in they both burst, each jostling the other to try and be first. Oh dear, Mr. Prince, we heard of your scandal. We know that you want us to try on your jandal. To be continued.